the August weekend Shaktipat blessing retreat, honoring Bhagawan Nityananda of Ganeshpuri, was filled with so many blessings of grace. As we sang Jota Se Jota, light my lamp from your lamp, O Sadguru. Remove the darkness from my heart. The presence of this great being, Bhagawan Nityananda, could be felt in the hall, along with many other saints of our lineage. The weekend was a true celebration of life beyond mundane existence. Our school has faced many challenges with the current climate of lockdown madness and mandates. Our core offering in our weekend Shaktipat blessing retreat is one based on direct, in-person contact with Sadhguru Kedarji, and the impact of COVID hysteria has hit home with people unable to freely travel to our retreat center. Yet, to continue our mission and reach as many people as possible, we offered this blessing of grace for the first time via live webcast to an elderly person who was too weak to travel. In addition, newcomers received the blessing in person at our retreat center. In sharing their experience of the weekend, we can confirm that all received authentic Shaktipat, even the person joining via live webcast. Participants reported experiencing the classic signs of Shaktipat, seeing visions, hearing sounds, and experiencing bodily kriyas and the experience of deep peace. Newcomers experienced their minds stop in a state of peace, and one first-timer had the experience of the blue pearl, a classic Shaktipat blessing. Others in the weekend retreat who had previously received Shaktipat reported experiencing uplift, peace, rejuvenation of the physical body, visions of saints in our lineage, feelings of merging in the absolute, and hearing the sound of Om resonate within. The great poet Saint Rumi has shared, "When setting out on a journey, do not seek advice from those who have never left home." With this understanding, we continued our weekend by examining the wisdom of Bhagawan Nityananda of Ganeshpuri by contemplating verses offered to us from his Chittakasha Gita. We practiced witness consciousness centering, our meditation method for making the restless mind quiet that is based on the centuries-old methods and experiences of the sages of our living legacy. Kedarji's four pillars of total well-being were also offered to help us become established on the path to wisdom and well-being in talks offered by staff teachers. Sadhguru Kedarji talked to us at length about how to become free of the restless mind, the roller coaster of emotions, and attachment to objects, while advising us to let go of the script that we make up in our heads to attach ourselves to limiting desire and craving that keep us bound to the torment of egoism. He shared Bhagawan Nityananda's important instruction to us. The only thing required for spiritual growth is detachment from worldly pleasures. If you don't listen to this, you will fail in the end. The thoughtless state, the state of detachment, is the highest state. How can there be desire in the state of detachment? It is not the world the yogi gives up. It is desire for worldly sense pleasure. The true yogi is full and content, whether he is a pauper or a rich man. If pleasurable things come your way, experience them, but never go looking. Always be content in yourself, wherever you are and whatever your circumstance. Sadhguru Kedarji followed this important teaching with instruction for building a strong daily spiritual practice based in harnessing the spiritual power. The true flame is now alive in our hearts as we go forth to put into practice what has been imparted to us to nurture that sacred Shakti.